Ei, kia ora rei te iwi, hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa tukau māwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai kōrero e whai ake nei ko Paula Morris. Ai, tētahi o ngā kai tuhi, kai hakatika, kai tātari hoki ki te kōrero e pāniki tēnei kaupapa kua tūwhera tia. Ai, ko wharerangi tērā, nō reira me tahi ake tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe, Paula.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much for having me on.
I appreciate you taking the time out to join us and have a little bit of a kōrero about wharerangi. Firstly, can we start off with you and tell us a little bit more for our listeners who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do?
Kia ora everyone, I'm Paula Morris, Ngāti Hoai, Ngāti Maruhiri, Ngāti Whātua. I am an associate professor at the University of Auckland. I teach writing and I'm a writer myself, a novelist and an essayist, and I'm very involved in the Māori Waish writing world for some time.
So now we turn to the launch of wharerangi that happened last week. Are you able to give us a little bit more of a kōrero about wharerangi, what sure. it is, and then how it came about?
So wharerangi is an online Māori literature hub, and in fact the URL is maorilithub.co.nz, and it is exactly that. So Hemi Kelly, my te reo consultant, who is probably well known to a lot of your listeners as a writer, a translator, and a teacher of te reo, who would be talking to you now, but he's actually teaching te reo at this very moment. He came up with the name wharerangi because, as you know, it's not only a storehouse, a place of information and knowledge, but it's also a platform. It's a raised platform, so it's a way of really promoting Māori writing that's out there, whether it's in books or it's online or it's in journals or magazines. That's what the intention of the site was. And it came about because I met a lot of Māori writers when I teach at community classes and at the National Māori Writers Parade that happens every couple of years. And I realised that a lot of people who are really keen to write, firstly, had no idea where they could publish their own work, but also they had no idea about how many Māori writers are out there publishing books, publishing work, winning residencies, winning prizes. And I really wanted us to know, who are the Māori writers publishing right now? Let's support them. And also, if we're keen to get published ourselves, here are lots and lots of pathways.
And also understands that this is the first Māori literature hub that has been established. So are you able to just share a little bit more about what that means? Does that mean simply because it's online, or is it the absolute first literature hub, Māori literature hub?
There's not lots of people. There are a number of people who have been doing really great work in this space for a long time. So Huia and the Māori Literature Trust, obviously deeply committed to kaupapa Māori publishing. The New Zealand Society of Authors has made available Māori mentorships and works with a lot of Māori writers to develop them. But this is the first time all this information has been gathered, really focused on Māori writing, and made available to people. That's what I really wanted. And I wanted something where you didn't need to live in a city or attend a university course to find out this information. Anyone from school children onwards can find out. People overseas, Māori writers or people keen on Māori writing overseas can access it as well. And it's taken me about 5 years from the original idea till finally I got Creative New Zealand funding for this, and we just made it happen. And I'm really proud of it. And I've learned so much through it as well, because there are some publishers out there that I thought, oh, I don't think they publish any Māori writers. And you dig a little bit deeper and you find out all the big multinationals, you know, obviously Penguin, Allen & Unwin has shared, the ones who've got head offices in New York and London, are almost all publishing Māori writers as well here in New Zealand. So it was really a great learning experience and to realise the wealth and range of Māori writing out there.
And I have managed to have a little look over your team. It looks like a pretty strong team there. Are you able to share a little bit more about the contribution that each of you make towards wharerangi?
Yes, sure. So, as I said, Hemi Kelly was our te reo consultant, and he brings a real wealth of knowledge about te ao Māori and also a perspective that's not northern, because I'm from Auckland. And sometimes he was able to say that some of our design elements were looking a little bit too northern and we're trying to make them more relevant to everyone in the country. The writing and research team are two fantastic emerging Māori writers, Colleen Maria Lenahan, who has her first collection of short stories just published by Huia Kokohine, and Shelley Byrne Field, a Māori writer from Hawke's Bay, who's a fantastic short story writer and was, in fact, the only New Zealand writer this year to be a finalist in the International Commonwealth Story Prize. So they did a lot of the work that you see basically there on the page, the writing, the researching, Shelley contacting iwi to see if they had any sort of writing projects that they wanted to share with other people. And then we used a Māori design team called Ariki Creative in Christchurch, based out of Christchurch. So the designer I worked with specifically is in Auckland. And they came up with the whole look and feel of the site, which is an incredibly beautiful design. And with the tukutuku panel at the back of the site, so much thought went into the Māori design elements of it. And it was a really great experience to work with them.
Ah, man, sounds like amazing achievement. As you said, it's been 5 years since the original concept, and to some might seem like a long time, but actually that's an incredible achievement with such a short period of time to actually come to launch Wharerangi right now. So what is the next step from here? It's now been launched, and are there any particular events or I suppose anything that you're trying to achieve within the next few months before the end of 2022?
I want people to look at the site. So I want anyone, whether they're a writer themselves or they're just interested to see, okay, so I'm interested to know which Māori writers are publishing what right now. What Māori books can I read? You know, you want to read a Māori crime writer, there's J.P. Pomare. You know, there's all sorts of people up on the site that many, many Māori readers and writers just don't know about. And so I just really encourage people to go have a look. If they look at it and think, oh, hang on, I know about my local Māori writers group that's not up here. There's an email address on the homepage. Just email us and say, you've left us out, or would you add us? I've already had two publishers contact me this weekend to say, oh, we've got some more information. Could you add it to the site? Just, you know, to make sure we're covering all Māori writers that are available. And also, I really want people to realise that, for example, at the Michael King Writers' Centre, which is a big writing residency programme, over 20 Māori writers have been awarded residencies there. There are a lot of opportunities out there. So I really hope that your listeners will tell people, go have a look at the site and think, use it and take advantage of every piece of information and every opportunity.
He mihi kawana ki a koe, he whai wāhi ki te kororo ki a hau, ara ki a tātou katoe, hakorongo mai nei i tēnei wā, Paula. Nō reira tāku ki a koe i tēnei wā, ki a matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ai, Paula Morris tērā, Ngāti Wai, Ngāti Manuhiri, Ngāti Whātua, koe ara tētahi o ngā kaituhi, koe ara hoki tētahi o ngā tangata i hakatūria tēnei kaupapa ko Wharerangi tēnei, ai, the first Māori literature hub, hoi no, ai, haka pātu ki tērā o ngā pai tukutuku kia kite ai i ngā hua o tēnei kaupapa ko Wharerangi. Haka rongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukau mawhitu iratahi te iarere.